Valentine's Day Eve. Doesn't really fit.
You know, it doesn't. It might take some getting used to. Christmas is the only one that really gets an Eve, and New Year's gets an Eve, and that's about it.
President's Day Eve, which is Monday.
It exists, but it's not as exciting as Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. There's a certain buzz to those, you know? They've got a little magic to them. I'm sure as time goes on, Valentine's Day Eve and President's Day, I'm sure that they'll be accepted, but for now, I gotta take a pass.
I just know that President's Day is this Monday. I was born on Abe Lincoln's birthday, which I have to be honest with you.
By design.
Yeah, my
mom and dad timed it that way because they're huge Abe Lincoln fans.
Well, who isn't?
Love Abe Lincoln.
And it was very cool sharing his birthday and Ray Manzarek from The Doors, by the way.
Yeah.
He's a great keyboard player.
Why don't they call it Ray Manzarek Day? Lincoln, don't get me wrong, certainly did his stuff, but
I believe music schools in L.A. have the day off for Ray Manzarek Day.
Sure.
But, so you have February 12th, which is Abe Lincoln, and it was great because when we went to school, you would get Lincoln's day off from school.
Yeah.
And then Feb 22nd would be Washington's birthday, so you would get that off, too. You'd
right.
get both days.
Right.
Then when we got out of elementary school, maybe even out of junior high,
mm-hmm.
they combined them and made it a President's Day.
Right.
But I think, you know,
they should each get their own day.
I mean, they're very important people.
I think they should each get their own day. It's sad what's
happening. It's happened. Not their fault they're born in the same month.
No. Would they have done it if one of their birthday was like in February and the other was in August?
Nope.
They wouldn't have done it.
They wouldn't have combined them.
No.
It's not fair.
Did this.
So all the kids who were supposed to be off this coming Monday for President's Day are going to school because they all got a snow day on Friday.
Mm.
So then I was thinking, what would you rather have, a Friday off or a Monday? And I got to go Monday would have been better.
Yeah, Monday for sure.
Because
you have all weekend to think about it. I don't have to go to school on Monday,
right.
which is great. But Friday's such a great day anyway. You can't make it better.
Right. See, yeah.
Monday for sure.
Well, they didn't have a choice. The snow days were called because of the... I thought about it as we drove in on Friday, Judy and I. You took the train.
Uh-huh.
There was less traffic because everybody was scared, but it really was bad. It really was bad to... the expressways weren't too bad, and I just left 2 hours early. And got here an hour early, but taking the kids to school, it really would have been a hassle.
Don't you think what makes it bad, though, is the volume of people? Like on Friday, it's a perfect example. There weren't a lot of people, so if you were traveling by train or by car, you got there incredibly easily.
Yeah.
It's because people are overreacting or underreacting to the weather.
But if all the kids were in school and school was in session, it would have been great. Excuse me. Somebody's trying to put gas in here and kill us.
And it could be any of 1,000 people. Usually a story like that, you go, I bet it's this guy or this guy. But with you and me,
God,
the list has been narrowed down to 1,000.
Well, you coughed and then I did.
You're a copycat.
No, I'm not.
You're copycatting my cough.
But if everybody would have been in school and would have gone to work,
right.
It would have been crazy town.
Yes.
It really would have. People driving their kids to school, it would have taken 3 hours to come to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
can I share with you my Abraham Lincoln theory? I have an Abraham Lincoln theory. Here's my theory.
About his secretary named Kennedy?
No. Nope, separate. Here's my Abraham Lincoln theory, Wendy. I think that if Abraham Lincoln were running for office today, for the office of President of the United States, he would not stand a chance because of how he looked.
Because he's gawky.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had a couple of presidents that aren't the best look. Yeah, Richard Nixon was no cover model. But I think
he was interesting, though, with the ski slope
nose.
He was
interesting.
That doesn't necessarily mean good, by the way. Interesting.
Interesting means, different, right? But
unique.
Abe Lincoln was so...
gawky. Tall.
Almost to the point of scary looking.
Yeah.
Like, if you were at a haunted house around Halloween and a guy came out with his arms just coming towards you and he was just Abe Lincoln, that'd be the scariest thing in the world.
He was not unlike Frankenstein.
Yeah, he was Frankenstein.
Very tall and lumbering.
Yep. And then to make himself even taller, the crazy hat.
Top hat.
But
Tennessee Tuxedo had a top hat.
Yeah,
didn't he?
He was never president.
Oh.
I don't think was Tennessee Tuxedo. I'll look it up. I don't think he was ever president.
I don't know, Jim Lee.
Senator. I know he was a senator. but Abe Lincoln had those real harsh features. And
a mole? Didn't he have a mole?
Yeah, he had a mole.
He was not a good looker.
So back then, you know, now we live in an age where the TV always has the president on. But back then, you just hear stories about him or see a rendering of him in a newspaper. So I think most of America thought, oh, what a, he's a peculiar looking man, but not a scary looking guy. But if you saw him all the time, you'd go, that's, that Abe Lincoln is a scary looking man. I'm not going to vote for him. Stephen A. Douglas, you have my vote.
We have.
He was
just
more Stephen A. Douglas was more palatable to look at than Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, but can you imagine our country without having Abe Lincoln as a president?
Wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good.
We needed him. He was the right man at the right time, but still very Frankenstein looking.
The original look.
Did you ever see the original draft of the movie Frankenstein? It was just Abe Lincoln. They had Abe Lincoln where Frankenstein was. Scared the little kids.
I am just staring at a picture of him. Did you see the Barack Obama portrait?
Yeah. So you see Barack Obama, and like him or don't like him, you got to admit that's a pretty well put together guy. But Abe Lincoln, that's the stuff that nightmares are made of. You're showing me a photograph. Think about that guy walking through your dreams.
And Barack Obama, the portrait was revealed, and then I went to a website. Oh, I can't remember what it's called, but you could see all the presidential portraits. It was really cool. And Lincoln's was actually pretty good.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Our former president, Barack Obama, gave a shout out to our producer, Jasmine. Did you know this, Jasmine?
He did?
Yes.
No, I didn't know this.
There were, the artist talked about some of the flowers that were included in the ivy-like wall. Is that really ivy?
What ivy-like wall?
The portrait. Did you see the portrait?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, here, let me get it for you. It is Barack Obama, and every president gets a portrait. That's why we invited you, party pooper.
The one that they hang in the White House? That portrait?
Well, no, because it just came out now.
Oh, I don't like that.
Why?
Because it looks like he's been superimposed on Wrigley Field, on the ivy in the back of the outfield.
Well, first of all, it's a painting.
Oh, it is? I can't.
Do you not?
You showed it to me far away on your phone. It just
Do you have a computer?
Nope. I got an Etch-a-Sketch. Tell me which way to move the cursors.
It doesn't really look like ivy, but I heard during the John Williams show, Steve Bertrand did the story, and I'm trying to find it now. But there is a Chicago flower that is in the back somewhere entwined in that ivy-looking thing that I don't know is really ivy. And there's also the jasmine flower to do a shout-out to his native Hawaii.
Oh.
So I thought of Jasmine. I thought of you.
I'm famous.
You are. I think it's a really cool portrait.
Are they all done with a flowery background? For some reason in my head, most of the portraits are done. It's like an infinity background where it looks like it just goes on. It's like a smoky
infinity. They're all different.
Yeah?
You're thinking of school pictures.
No, they didn't do infinity backgrounds for our school pictures.
They did for
ours.
And
they don't have the president's head cocked at a weird angle.
And Michelle Obama's portrait was unveiled as well at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. It's a rite of passage for most former presidents, all of whom have their portraits hanging in the museum.
Hmm.
44th president, he liked it.
He's got to say he liked it. He doesn't have any choice. You can't go, what?
He chose the artist.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who would you choose?
Picasso. But he's not here.
Picasso
would do
a great rendering of you.
It looked like my makeup.
Wendy, your ear is here, your eye is there, your chin's down there.
I would like it.
You in a blender?
Or Andy Warhol.
I would choose Mapplethorpe.
Oh, my God. You'd be the first nude president. No, you know what you would do? You would have your baseball cap right there.
Yes, I would.
That is
a cover up with the baseball cap.
You need a new promo shot. That's it.
I'll do it. I don't care. I have to say that the ivy look behind him is a little much. I'm surprised he didn't go a little more traditional, because all I'm noticing is the ivy. It looks like he's been like photoshopped into the Wrigley Field outfield.
Yeah, but he was a Sox fan.
Right.
As you remember, he called it Comiskey Field.
Yeah, I know.
God, that really bothered me.
So does every president got to choose the artist, or is this a new thing?
I believe
thing?
So.
That's cool.
It is pretty cool. Why is Barack Obama's portrait set at Wrigley Field? Some Chicagoans are asking.
Oh, okay.
The Chicago Tribune did an article, and Phil Thompson, reporter, This may come out of left field, but Barack Obama sure looks like he's posing in front of Wrigley Field's ivy.
Ah,
which he does when you first look at it.
It does.
But then, upon closer inspection, it's not ivy leaves.
It looks, but seriously, it looks so much like it.
Well, fine. We know the White Sox fan-in-chief likely would never do such a thing, but observers couldn't help but go there when his and Michelle Obama's official portraits were unveiled Monday at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery. She's not in front of it.
No, hers is like a light blue almost, right?
Infinity background. What is infinity?
Do you know what I mean?
No.
All right, I'm going to show you.
Stars and galaxies?
No. All right, for some reason, the one I'm thinking of is Woodrow Wilson. Let me put that in there and see if it in the Google box and see what comes up. I remember seeing as a kid some photograph of Woodrow Wilson where it was so disconcerting behind him. It looked like they put him on another planet. He was like he was on Neptune because like behind him you saw like you know how in space there's like those like not even clouds, it's just like this gray dusty matter just floating around.
Oh yeah, like
the cosmic dust or something.
Yeah, but it swirled a little like
yeah.
a nebula.
And I don't know much about Woodrow Wilson, but I do know for a fact he was never on the planet Neptune. I know that for sure. He went into space a couple times. He never got as far as Neptune.
He was spacey.
He was very spacey. Gee, Mr. Wilson. That's what I would say to him if I was Dennis the Menace.
Well, this is part of a tradition for former presidents, and the artist Obama chose to immortalize him in is New York-based painter Kehinde Wiley, who often portrays his subjects in grandiose style in front of flowery or ornate backgrounds.
Oh.
In Obama's painting, the former president is sitting in a chair, arms folded in front of a background that, as National Public Radio notes, is, quote, typical of a Wiley painting. It's a riotous pattern of intense green foliage.
Does riotous mean what I think it means?
R-I-O, like a riot, like it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because it's all filled
with... Yeah, it's everywhere. Okay, then I'll give him, yeah.
During a news conference, Wiley said he used flowers and greenery from Illinois, Kenya, and Hawaii to chart Obama's path on Earth through those plants that weave their way to the foreground. To many Chicagoans or baseball fans, it's more likely brought Wrigley's iconic ivy to mind, and some couldn't help but poke fun at it, but it doesn't look like ivy to me.
No, it doesn't.
If you look closer.
I'm going to show you and all of our listeners the picture, the portrait of Woodrow Wilson that I'm referring to that I saw as a kid. See what I mean? There's like gray,
it's
like space dust behind him.
Bill.
Yeah.
That is just a gray background that they like whitewashed or something to make.
But you could see as a kid where like all the other ones, they had solid colors behind them. And then you go, why are they making me believe that Woodrow Wilson has traveled other galaxies? Would have been cool if he did, but I know he didn't.
You are the only one who thought that was space dust.
Probably.
I'm sorry.
No, there's a chance of that. Jasmine, can we put this on our Facebook page and then people can comment about what a doofus I am?
Yes.
That doesn't look like Woodrow Wilson's in space. But the first time I saw this picture, I was like 3 or 4 years old. So they show all the other presidents. I go, oh, there's Franklin Pierce. He's sitting in the hall. There's John Quincy Adams. Oh, cool. Woodrow Wilson went into space.
Now, was that his portrait of his presidential portrait?
No, this is just him. He took a trip to Oregon or something.
Because if you go to, where did I go? Smithsonian Institution. To their website.
Yeah.
It's got a weird website, but they have each and every one of the president's portraits.
Would you agree with me that, like, presidents all looked kind of the same? There was some variance, but for the most part,
the white powdered
wigs, very stern-looking guys. Well, you had that era of president. You had the Patriot era of president where guys were, yeah, they were wearing white powdered wigs. But everybody from, like, president, like, right after Lincoln, so in your late teens to early 20s, the next 15 or 20 presidents all had a very stern, businessy looking guy. And I bet if people back then could see our current presidents, like if they showed them a picture of Barack Obama or Donald Trump, they go, those guys are never going to be president. Look at those guys. Those guys don't look like, but these guys look like presidents. Look at Grover Cleveland. That guy looks like a president.
Look at Andrew Johnson.
Yeah, that's very presidential looking. Very serious, like, I'm not messing around. I'm the president.
I get him mixed up with Andrew Jackson.
How come?
I don't know.
Just because of their names?
I guess, yeah, because Andrew Johnson, he just looks not familiar. Lyndon B. Johnson, John Quincy Adams. Oh, he's a guy that doesn't look very nice.
No.
But these are all the
portraits.
He looks
like he's from Dark Shadows.
He
like
totally does.
Robert Dark Shadows. Barnabas Collins, I'd like you to meet John Quincy Adams. He'd be all afraid.
I got to find that link.
And Lincoln would come in like Frankenstein. And Barnabas Collins would go, I give up. I can't. These guys are scarier than I am.
You don't even need me. You really
That's not
don't.
True.
All right. Jazzy, you got the picture of... we're putting all the portraits up.
Space Woodrow.
Trying to find it now.
Oh, can you send that to her?
Yeah. Can you send the one you got to me?
I gotta figure out how. Yeah. I'll get it to you by Friday. Or your money back.
All right. You know what? I gotta find this thing. There's some website that went, they did it themselves where they show you all the portraits of all the presidents.
Yeah.
And I want to get that for you.
Wendy, I have just found a photograph of young Woodrow Wilson. Now, the Woodrow Wilson I've always seen is during his presidential years. When he was a young guy, when Woodrow Wilson was a young guy, he was very handsome.
Really?
Yeah, I'm shocked. Same round glasses that were popular in that era, and if you're John Denver. But a young Woodrow Wilson is a very handsome guy, but then later he grew into that presidential... I'm done smiling look that he had for the last 30 years of his life. I smiled when I was in my 20s.
Done with
that. I don't
need
to smile anymore.
Go to nowthis.com and look for all the presidential the portraits.
Uh-huh.
They run through them like very quickly, all the presidential ones, and they're really beautiful.
Yeah.
Jasmine, if we can find this link, it's nowthispolitics.
Oh,
from Washington to Obama, all of the official presidential portraits.
Okay.
They list every single one of them, and they're really beautiful. Somebody thinks Barack Obama looks like Homer Simpson. It doesn't really look like...
Really? In this portrait?
Yeah. If you go close in there, it's doesn't look exactly like him.
It doesn't look like Homer Simpson.
No.
No. He has a very... it's a look I'm not used to seeing on Barack Obama's face. I think... I'm also looking at his reaction to the unveiling of it, and that's also a look. It's like, are you kidding? Is that my picture? It doesn't look like him.
He loves it, he said. Yeah, well,
you have to say that. If you pick the guy to do it, you have to say you love it, even if you hate it. But he should have had a backup plan, I think, on this.
All right, well, we got to find the presidential, now this politics, put together all the presidential portraits.
This picture looks like he was captured by Poison Ivy from the Batman comic books.
It's not
and held
Ivy.
Held in her lair. I'd appreciate it if you'd let me go. I'll give you some money.
You really do a good Barack Obama.
Thanks. All right, we must take a break. We are asked to take a break, and so we will. When we return, Judy Pilek will be here, and she will bring you the news. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And thank you, Judy. If you'd like to go to our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, I actually posted it already, Jasmine. It's Now This Politics, and you can look at all the portraits of the presidential people.
Who looks the handsomest?
Here, do you want to look at it?
Yeah, I'll take a look.
Do you know how to restart it?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Well, I think, don't you agree that Barack Obama is our most handsome president by far?
No.
You don't think so? He's very handsome.
Oh, wow.
I don't know that he's really that handsome.
Wendy.
I love him. I've been up close and personal with him. He is handsome.
Yep.
Well, he did say when he first saw the portrait, is there anything he'd change? And he said he would have made his ears smaller.
His ears are very prominent.
He's a little, I mean... He's a nice-looking guy, but he's a little kind of dorky, too.
Oh, that
he kind
hurts.
Of is. No, that I hurts. Don't mean... I kind of like dorky guys. I married one. I work with one.
Yeah. Who's that?
But he's smart, well-spoken.
No, I love
funny.
The guy.
Certainly top 3 to 5,
Well,
for
who
sure.
would be more handsome than Barack Obama? What president?
William Howard Taft.
I got to look through them all.
He's handsome.
Because, I mean...
They in the presentation you've shown me, they fly past pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So you really have to...
Well, go to our Facebook page on your computer.
And it's all there? All the presidential portraits are there?
They fly through all of them, each and every one, presidential portraits. And
some of the... I would say, seriously, that 1 out of every 4 or 5 are just downright frightening-looking men.
Boy, our founding fathers, our forefathers...
Scary bunch of fathers.
JFK, I think, was probably...
He is handsome.
handsome.
Bill Clinton was handsome. Don't you think? You don't think so?
No, and I don't
think George Bush was okay.
Version was, one, yeah. Original recipe George Bush.
No.
W?
The second one? Extra crispy?
W was cute.
Yeah, he's cute. Yeah, he's a nice looking man.
He's cute. I don't know about nice looking. He's cute. He's fun to, you know, I know he doesn't drink, but I always said I would have liked to have had a beer with him.
You would not sit for that.
No, I would not call Bill Clinton handsome.
No,
that kills me that he is so charismatic.
Right, he's definitely charismatic.
But I don't think he is very attractive at all. Even John F. Kennedy.
I don't mean currently, but in his heyday, no.
Even JFK kind of had, she wasn't, like, you know, George Clooney good.
Right,
and
right.
Well, no president is George Clooney good.
But he was frat boy good.
Yeah.
He was, you know, when he was out on the boat in his, you know, very, not rugged sweaters, but very
sweater tied around his
sweaters.
Net.
Yeah, he was, very, I mean, he and Jackie, come on, they made such a great
They were perfect.
Yeah.
And I mentioned George Clooney because I watched the David Letterman's second episode.
Yeah.
My next guest needs no introduction.
Yeah.
He was at first with Barack Obama. Did you seen?
Yeah, I saw the Barack.
We all saw it, right?
Great.
It was fantastic.
It was so good.
It was super. I was curious as to why George Clooney was his next guest and was kind of like, who cares about Clooney? Did you see it?
No.
Did you see it, Bill?
But I definitely want to see it. And I think Clooney does a lot of good.
All right. Can I tell you something? Well, he does, and I was unaware of that. And George Clooney is fantastic looking and is just an amazing human being, and I'm ashamed of myself for not
thinking, didn't seem like, this won't last for an hour. He'll just come out and be handsome, and then 5 minutes later, what do you got?
That's right. He's the handsome one, but you are shallow about him.
Yes.
I just, you know, yes. I right. just thought,
he's
like...
He's not a big boaster. He's not a big...
No, but I mean, he seemed like he was, you know, like Clooney, oh my God, ER, blah, blah, blah. Boy, it goes way beyond that, and he's just a genuine person.
Ugh, I love him.
And he goes back to his roots and where he
facts
was born.
Life.
No, that wasn't.
They don't talk about Facts of Life at all. He was on that.
Roseanne.
He was on Roseanne.
That wasn't talked about.
In all those early shows,
they don't talk about his
From Dusk Till Dawn. Did they talk about that?
They don't talk about his.
I love that movie.
With the vampire movie with Quentin Tarantino?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I saw it. They don't talk about his film or TV career really at all. That's what I'm telling you.
Oh, they talk about his philanthropy?
Oh, my God, yes. And I will just say this, and I'm not going to reveal anything, but I was doing a Martha Ray impression on Friday. You were here. I was talking like Martha Ray.
Oh, I thought you meant while Clooney was on.
No, I did it here, and then I went home over the weekend and watched the George Clooney thing, and let me just say Martha Ray is featured in this at some point. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
Yes, I was in it.
Oh.
I was very good in that picture.
Well, people don't know that there was about a 4-year period where George Clooney and Martha Ray were quite an item.
No.
They don't talk about that?
No.
Clooney doesn't want to discuss that? Interesting.
Nobody
memory.
Talks about his relatives.
Yeah. Rosemary Clooney.
And what is he? What nationality is he?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought you said he talked about how growing up and stuff and where he was from.
Well, just like, I can't, his boyhood home.
Yeah.
Oh, which is Hollywood?
I don't know. No, he's a Midwestern dude.
Oh, well, his aunt was, you know, what's
Rosemary
her name?
Clooney.
Rosemary Clooney, so I thought
and
he was
his
in
dad,
the biz.
Nick Clooney, does the movie show on AMC.
All right, I didn't know
you
that.
Didn't know
he grew
that?
Up in the Midwest?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they are responsible for Clooney Tunes, the cartoon series.
No, that's Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes.
But there's another Rocky person, another family that they are related to that I had no idea.
After I saw who?
Well, I don't want to give things away.
Okay, everyone probably knows all this.
A hint.
Well, you should know this. There's another family.
Is it Cloris Leachman?
No.
No, but I have heard this.
And one of the guys who he's related to, it was a father and son.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a director?
No. And
Kirk and Michael Douglas?
No, but this is fun.
I want to know who it is.
Someone just passed away within the last year.
Yeah.
And I could give what I knew him best for, and this might give it away. He was in Twin Peaks, this person that is related to George Clooney.
I don't know who that is. I don't know who it is.
Miguel Ferrer.
Oh, right.
And his father
is Gabriel's the brother.
Jose Ferrer. Yes.
Yeah.
And how are they related?
They're cousins or something.
Clooney
Did you know that?
Rosemary Clooney was married to Ferrer.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how
I completely forgot about that.
I totally did too. Yeah. Oh, good call.
It was really fascinating, and George Clooney is just like
he's the whole package.
But you'd never think I'm ever going to say this, that he is so down to earth and truly someone who wants to help the world.
Right. But he is.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So please watch it.
Have that in him.
You know, we did when we watched.
He gives Hollywood such a good name.
Don't you think he's one of those guys? So there's a guy branch of this and there's a girl branch of this, where I think this is like the ultimate compliment when you go, women love him because he's handsome and good looking and he does good things for people, and guys just want to be him. That's like the ultimate compliment,
because
that's everybody. That's guys and girls. They all find something in him that they enjoy.
Yeah.
You know?
People don't usually walk around saying, I hate that Clooney.
Right.
Who's the female version of Clooney?
Because
Angelina Jolie, don't like her.
I want to say Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so?
I want to say Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's interesting.
I love her.
That's interesting.
Maybe Oprah. Because, yeah, Jennifer Aniston, what has she got compared to
one of my best friends can't stand Jennifer Aniston because she maintains that Jennifer Aniston on a regular basis lies to people because she's had work done, but she won't talk about it. And my friend says it's her responsibility, being who she is, to say,
no, it isn't.
Hey, I still look like this because I have things done from time to time.
I'm surprised if she looks very different from her early years of being on a soap opera.
Well,
her dad was on the soap opera, right?
Yeah, her dad was John Aniston.
Okay.
He's a soap opera actor. She looked like Leprechaun, the movie, which was awful.
Yeah, she looked very different.
If you ever see, they did a TV version of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and she played the Jennifer Grey part, and she looks very different in that.
And
different how? Like
well, she's, it looks
she's
like
a
her
lot
nose
younger.
Is different.
Yeah, her nose is it's
I
a
mean,
completely
she
different
she looks
nose.
Like she's had some work done, which I don't care. And she doesn't really have to say anything. Tell your friend this.
And maybe she hasn't had that, you know, nose job, okay, but maybe not that much. So, yeah, why should she have to talk about it?
And a nose job,
Botox
I mean.
But she goes out of her way to say she's had nothing done.
Yeah, now that does
which is
that bothers me.
Inaccurate.
Yeah, but, I mean, not everybody talks. I mean, if it's just a nose job. I have, you know, once on my mom's side of the family, some Italian relatives who at their 16th birthday would always get a nose job.
That was
because
the 16th birthday thing.
They had a very large Sicilian nose.
Yeah.
And, you know, they said it jokingly in our family. Oh, yeah, for our 16th birthday, that's what we'd get.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I mean, people could
did
look and tell.
She have a big nose?
She was Greek.
Oh,
she did have a larger nose.
Well, all Greek people don't have larger noses, but...
But she looked Greek to me. She looked, like, very dark-complected as well, which I don't recall blonde.
Uh-huh.
So why? Does she have to admit she colors her hair? Why do we have to know? What if she got some Botox? Who cares?
My friend's argument is that if you're like a fashion plate to younger kids, and I don't know if she still is as much now as when she was on Friends, but on Friends, she had her hair cut a certain way. So
Rachel.
180,000 girls across the country went, I should have my hair cut that way.
Beyond that.
They were older, though. It wasn't little girls.
If a girl does that, I immediately lose a little bit of respect for her. If you lie about that to me,
how about not having anything done?
How about just no comment?
Yeah.
If you think I did, okay.
Right.
But to lie, it does bother me.
Who was it that was talking about Jane Fonda's work and she stiffed her and said no? Was it Gretchen Carlson who just.
It was, what's her name from Fox?
Yeah, she just started.
Oh, Megyn Kelly.
I'm sorry.
Megyn Kelly did.
And then Jane wouldn't talk about it.
Right.
I mean,
obviously she's had work.
So why does she have to talk about it?
Exactly. Why do we have
to ask her? I'm sorry. Helen Mirren, listen to me. How old is she?
I think she's 90? In her 60s.
She's not 90.
She's not 90. I think she's in her 60s.
She's older than 60s, right?
She's older than 60.
Is she?
I'm gaining into the 60s.
I'm almost 60, I think she's at least in her 70s.
Okay.
But what about her?
All right. She is beautiful, and if I swung that way, I would hit
towards
on her.
British
she's
people?
Beautiful, yes. She's gorgeous. She was beautiful when she was younger. She's beautiful now. I'm telling you, she's had some work done.
Helen Mirren is 72.
Okay.
As of this moment.
She looks 50. I mean, she has had some work done. Why does she doesn't have to say anything.
And
who cares?
And I know. I applaud her. Like, even Jennifer Aniston. I applaud them because they look good and you can't tell what they've had done.
Right. Mm-hmm. They don't look like a human cat.
Right,
like everyone else who's gone too far.
They probably, who's married to Michael Douglas?
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
She, if you go, she's a good example too, because she took years and did a little bit at a time. If you go back to when she was younger, she looks completely different.
But she looks beautiful.
She's beautiful. And yeah, I think that's the way to do it. Not
slowly but surely.
Yeah.
That's your nickname.
Slowly but surely when it comes to
Remember once on the Emmys, they brought out the cast of Knott's Landing? So it was Michelle Lee and Joan Van Ark and Donna Mills, and I think there was one other woman.
I do remember this.
I didn't like. One I never watched the show, but I could. I'm like, wait,
Joan Van Ark.
Those are not the actresses they just mentioned. Those are robots shaped like the actresses they just mentioned. They had so much work done. It was like I was watching House of Wax with Vincent
yeah,
Price.
Gosh.
I couldn't recognize anybody.
I just saw a picture of someone. It was a guy. I can't remember who, and his cheeks were ridiculous.
That would be Mickey Rourke, probably.
Mickey Rourke
completely transformed.
Yeah. Beauty, no, like he's in Beauty and the Beast.
Too. Yeah. Oh, it was just so...
Sammy Sosa?
No. Who the heck was
Did you see his cowboy hat? Go. Are you on the internet?
Is he white now?
His complexion is very, very light, and there's
he's
a picture of him
Stratego.
With a cowboy hat. No, that's vitiligo,
he's
not
got that,
Stratego.
He's got Stratego and vitiligo.
I mean, vitiligo, that's what Michael Jackson had.
Yeah.
Which...
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Whatever. But,
so I'm looking up Sammy Sosa
in a cowboy hat. It's a
oh my god!
Jasmine, put that on our Facebook.
Is he playing Pitbull in a made-for-TV movie?
I don't know. He's with a girl, correct?
For the time being, until she sees pictures of the old Sammy Sosa, then she's going to run screaming.
I just don't understand.
Well, how does the new Sosa look?
Like a vampire in a cowboy hat?
He looks like a vampire in a cowboy hat. Oh, no. That's Sammy Sosa?
Can you turn it for her to see? Or, Jude, you could walk around. It's like it doesn't even look like him.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? I'm telling you, the internet is a very dangerous thing to have.
How do you do
he
that
looks
to
like-
your skin?
He had some. He admitted to having some bleaching.
Yeah, like
he had some bleaching.
Thing. I mean,
but then
looks,
was he attacked by
good.
A tangerine
yeah.
since then? Because he's
he looked pink for a while. He looked like a Care Bear for a while. He
but
was
now
very
he
pink.
Looks good. Looks like he's always looked like that.
He
right?
looks like
you
the spokesperson
tell.
For gummy bears.
He doesn't look that good.
Well,
he's
those
more,
are just his features.
He's
that
more
I
pink than pink.
Yeah.
How do you decide to do, like? Do you go into an office and go? I want to look like Casper's brother.
And is it his whole body or just his face?
I don't want to know. I'm afraid to ask.
I mean, he was dark.
Yeah.
He was dark skin.
Yeah.
That's
his hands
crazy.
Look lighter, but not as light as his face.
Oh, no.
But, you know,
spooky.
He's been pulled, too, because his eyes look weird.
Right. He looks startled.
His chin looks strange.
Sammy, look, here's a picture of you.
He looks very different than when he was on the White Sox and really skinny and scrawny.
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys had Botox?
I did once, and
yeah,
you got to keep doing it.
I get well,
and
no,
I didn't.
You don't.
What do you mean?
To look like these people, I did it, and it's like I never had that look on my face.
No,
but I just got my worry
me
lines,
too. Yeah,
and
because
I look mean all the
look
time.
Good though, right?
I am mean all the time.
Yeah,
that's why I
it's
look.
It's not a look.
Well,
it's an attitude.
Starting tomorrow for Lent, I'm going to be kind every
what?
Day.
Okay, that's going to last
hold
one
on.
Hour.
Hey, shut up, Wendy.
You're going to go 40 days and 40 nights
I'm
of being
gonna
kind?
I'm going to give up sweets, and at the same time, I'm going to be sweet. Every day I'm going to do
I don't know you.
I can't work with her.
I don't
this
think I know
be the
you.
The worst 40 days and 40 nights.
The longest 40
I'm
days
start
ever.
Start with you two, my act of kindness.
You're going to be nice to everybody for 40 days
to,
and 40 nights.
I have to do an act of kindness every day.
Really?
Whatever it is. It could just be like, hey, you look nice. I mean, whatever
that's
it is.
That's not bad. Judy, right. You say that, but can I tell you yesterday, you know the phrase... A kind word goes a long way. I had a teacher who used to say that in grade school. A kind word goes a long way, and we always go, yeah, right, whatever.
That's not the saying.
So yeah, a kind word goes a long way.
It's so true.
So you said to Wendy yesterday on her birthday, you found out how old she is, 63, and you're like,
no, I'm not 63. I'm 55.
Oh, 55. All right. So you said, wait, really? 55? I thought you were 10 years younger than that. All right, so since then, I have seen Wendy tell...
Like five people.
Honestly,
see?
At least five people... You made her so... Just saying that...
I started Lent early.
I guess you did. So do you get a pass for one of the 40 days? You
she
don't
doesn't
have to
be nice to me.
And you, yeah, so you're out this week.
For one week.
And do you know, because some people didn't know this, which shocks me.
Huh.
Sunday is your
I heard that this
you get a free
morning.
Day.
I've always known that.
You get a mulligan.
Cardinal Blaise Supich made that up.
You get a mulligan? No,
I'm sorry.
He says on Sunday you don't have to follow...
I've been doing that since... I became a Catholic.
I heard Mary Vandeveld say that
yes,
as well.
I've always known that.
And no one believed Mary and her family because they're like, if you give up chocolate on Sunday, you can have chocolate.
Do. And I'm going to be mean as
on
heck.
Sunday only. Well, we don't
on
see you Sunday, so go for it.
Well, I was going to quit swearing, which, you know what?
I was going to quit swearing, too, but I thought an act of kindness was...
To your credit, you have gone way down, honestly, way
less. I really have.
I know.
It's because I quit smoking.
Is that what it is? Was smoking making you swear?
I'm not as stressed anymore.
I think there's something to that.
I really...
Your swearing is like a tenth of what it used to be.
I know. So now you cannot accurately say I swear more than anyone you know.
I don't think you do now.
Ooh,
a couple months ago, Wendy swore more than everyone I knew put together.
Yeah, I'm like that for a lot of people.
Oh.
I've changed.
I'm a big...
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't... You know what? I don't swear at home. Maybe now
you save it for
now
work.
That my kids are older.
I swear at home
younger,
more than ever.
I never swore at home when they were younger, but
I did.
At work,
I'm a terrible mom.
But it's because of where we work. I'm telling you, I work in a newsroom.
Right.
You know, 30
it's
years in a newsroom.
In
yes, I felt like I had to swear to make myself be more of a bully.
Yeah. No, I get that. That's not easy.
To be taken seriously.
Who in the newsroom is shocked by your language? Is there anyone in the newsroom who's...
No, everybody's used to it.
As a matter of fact, they come in sometimes before a tour just to let me know a tour's coming up.
To warn you.
I can't tell you how many times I'm in the middle of the F word and someone walks in.
Yeah. So what made you decide to do this for Lent, to just be nice for 40 days and 40 nights?
You know what? Because speaking of Supich, I saw a story on him and he said... You know, don't just give something up. Do something more than
that.
And I was like, you know what? It is true.
Were you listening this morning when he was on with Pete?
I was not, but
because that's exactly what he said.
Yes,
like,
he was on our air, right?
If you're giving up some kind of food that you enjoy, then make an effort to feed somebody who needs food, the homeless or something.
There you go.
That's practical.
Yep.
And what else were his examples? Because that really kind of touched me as well. If you give up, I don't remember.
So don't just give up a food,
but I'm thinking
which doesn't,
kindness is right
or give up Facebook.
Oh,
then,
interesting.
I don't remember.
And
what
talk
his
to people
example.
Who are lonely.
Yes.
All right, I'll start doing that
in person.
Oh,
real
in person,
words.
I'm not going to do that.
I didn't think so.
I'll send them a note.
Ding dong. Who is it? It's Bill Leff. He wants to speak with
he
you.
He wants to speak with the
Although,
lonely.
I will say, I feel like Facebook. In that respect, is the one thing I like about it. The people who were had no one and were so lonely, at least now they have Facebook.
Oh, I guess.
I mean, at least you can,
and you know, that's
pretend and
yeah,
go
I
on,
guess
and
so.
You know, maybe you have friends.
We are lucky enough to have a microphone in front of us, and it was you know, when I knew I wanted to be in radio, I was in junior high, and it's like, how do you get there? There aren't that many jobs. There are people that wish they have a radio show or a TV show, and now Facebook allows them the opportunity.
Yeah.
And, you know, we come in and there's something we want to talk about, like maybe we lost someone we loved or something.
Marty Allen.
Yes, but then someone who has lost their mother wants to put a little tribute to them on Facebook, and it gives everyone a voice, which is a good thing, but be careful.
Right.
That's all I'm saying is that, you know, you can abuse that power and be mean to people. Use it for lovely, kind things and not mean things.
Always back to the kind word.
Yeah, you're right.
Because you know why?
Because
kindness
why?
Matters.
Kindness matters, Wendy.
A kind
Judy
word
said it.
Goes a long
goes
way.
Goes a long way. Yep. How inspirational. We didn't intend it to be, but it ended up being inspirational. I don't know that Adam Hogue can follow this. I know he's going to come
gonna
in. I don't think he can be anywhere
I'm just
near
really
so
as inspirational.
Happy that Judy thinks I look younger than I am, and Bill thinks I swear less than I do.
Yeah.
This is the best day of my
life.
What
a day this has turned out to be. All right, we'll take a quick break. And if
Thanks,
Adam Hogue wants to come in, good luck. But he's not going to be as inspirational as this last hour. No way.
We are the Leo Biscaglia of WGN.
Yes, we are.
The Leo's Biscaglia.
Thanks, Judy, for hanging out.
L-E-O.
More after this. Bye.